You're listening to SBS News.
China has taken an official position of neutrality on Russia's invasion of Ukraine, which began more than a year ago. But this state visit by Chinese President Xi Jinping suggests otherwise, even if Beijing describes the trip as a peace mission. Xi Jinping is by far the highest-profile foreign leader to visit Moscow since Vladimir Putin began his war, and the first since an arrest warrant was issued against the Russian leader over alleged war crimes. There was no long Kremlin table separating these two men when they met. Russian President Putin has few friends among the world powers, and so President Xi was given an unusually warm welcome.
Dear Chairman, dear friend, welcome to Russia, to Moscow. Over the last years, China has made a colossal leap in its development. It causes a genuine interest all over the world, and we're even slightly jealous.
In return, Xi Jinping provided a very public endorsement.
I know that the next year your country will host yet another presidential election. Thanks to your strong leadership, Russia has achieved significant success in reaching prosperity and well-being of the country.
The Chinese president declared Beijing and Moscow share similar goals.
China attaches great importance to the China-Russia relations.
Nobel Peace Prize winner Dmitry Muratov claims this meeting is part of the Russian president's attempt to build his own union.
Putin is building his own bloc. He doesn't trust the West anymore. He's looking for allies and trying to make Russia part of a common fortress with China, as well as with India, Latin America and Africa. Putin is building his own anti-Western world.
Beijing has provided some economic and technical support to Moscow since the invasion began. The US claims that could soon extend to lethal aid, which Russia desperately wants. It's not clear if President Xi is ready to cross that line yet, and it would affect China's role as a potential mediator. President Putin says he wants to discuss Beijing's 12-point plan to end the fighting.
We know that you are guided by observing the principles of justice and respect for the basics of international law, undivided security for every country. You're also well aware that we're also open for the negotiation process.
Ukraine insists any peace proposal must involve all Russian troops leaving its land. Washington believes a ceasefire without withdrawal would only benefit Russia and is skeptical of Beijing's intentions. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken voiced his concerns.
That President Xi is traveling to Russia days after the International Criminal Court issued an arrest warrant for President Putin suggests that China feels no responsibility to hold the Kremlin accountable for the atrocities committed in Ukraine, and instead of even condemning them, it would rather provide diplomatic cover for Russia to continue to commit those very crimes.
Kiev has so far taken a cautious approach to events in Moscow. There has been no direct criticism of the Chinese leader. Ukraine's leader Volodymyr Zelensky is still hoping for a meeting, or at least a phone call, with President Xi. Alex Anifantis for SBS News.